Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Lahani!
It's morning in the Bumstead home at 127 Shady Lane Avenue. And this morning, there's no tantalizing smell of coffee perking or bacon sizzling in the pan. This week, Blondie's away, and Dagwood is wistfully looking at a snapshot of her, which he's just received in the mail.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning.
Oh, is that a picture of Mother?
Ha-ha, Cookie. It's a snapshot she sent us. You can look at it while you're having your breakfast, huh?
Who's the man in the picture?
Oh, his name is Henry Anderson, and he lives next door to Grandma.
Oh, he's the one Mom says they call Handsome Hank.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's very handsome.
Oh, boy, I do.
You do, huh? Look at that head. Every time I see it, I want to stick my finger in his ear and go bowling. Look at it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut him right out of the snapshot right now.
Wait, Pop, there's something written on the back of it.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, it says, Dear Dagwood, the scissors are in the silverware drawer. Love, Blondie. Aha, children. You both ought to thank me for picking such a smart woman to be your mother.
Gosh, we sure miss her a lot.
Of course. Well, your Pop's not doing too bad around the house. What did you think of the way I made the beds this morning?
Well, the beds were very, I'll say they were.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. They had more lumps than my mashed potatoes did.
The toast just popped up.
Oh, yeah. Just a minute. Oh, doggone it. One slice is stuck down in the thing. Just a minute. I'll get it out.
Don't use your fingers, Pop. Use a fork.
Look, now, you don't have to tell me how to get it. My favorite finger.
Put the
fork
out of her like Mother always does.
Well, oh, no. No, no, not with food costing the way it does. Right now, fingers are cheaper than butter.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Uncle Herbie.
Did you rehearse that?
Yeah.
Harriet sent me over with these hot muffins for you.
Wow, hot muffins.
Oh. Hey, well, where's the marmalade?
Hey, will I get the napkin off the basket? Look out.
Hey, pass the butter, please.
Wait a minute. Who put the marmalade on my thumb?
What? Oh, excuse me, Herbie.
Eat
her swath,
Herb.
Yeah. Look, Woodley, now, please don't feel like that you and Harriet have to bring food over to us. It's only a matter of life and death.
You're getting tired of cooking, huh?
Yeah, and I've run up an awful grocery bill. Blondie was worried about her food budget when she left, but I've set her back 3 weeks in 3 days. Seems to me an intelligent man could figure a way out of this jam.
For sure. But what's that got to do with you?
Woodley, I dare you to say that when I'm not eating.
How could I? You're always eating.
Is this a private fight, or can anybody get in on
it? Oh, sure, get right in.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Dithers.
Oh, hi, Angela.
Good morning, all you people. Dagwood, I brought you a nice devil food cake.
Yeah? Oh, thanks.
Now, wait a minute. Don't worry. I didn't bake it myself.
Gee, thanks a lot then. Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, look at the clock. Isn't it time for Cookie and Alexander to leave for school?
Oh, gee, where's my coat?
Now, wait a minute, honey. Here it is. Yeah. Here, let me fix your collar for you.
Oh, I can't find my beanie.
Oh, here it is, Alexander. Here, now, let me straighten out your propeller.
Yeah, come on. I got the door open.
You gotta go now, Pop.
Yeah.
We'll see you tonight.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Cookie. Goodbye, Alexander.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, well, like father, like son.
Yeah,
it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time do you have to be at the office?
What office is that? Oh, yeah, I gotta get going myself, I'll be late. Get the door open.
Okay, I'll get the door open. But when you go shooting out, don't you dare kiss me.
Now, wait a minute, Dagwood, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Blondie wanted me to make sure you were getting plenty of vitamin D. You know, the sunshine vitamin.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I've been taking thousands of the sunshine vitamins. In fact, I've had so many, my stomach has started rising in the east and setting in the west. Come on! Well, good morning, J.C.
What are you panting for?
Yeah? Huh?
Did you just pass Dr. Smith's red-headed nurse?
Yeah, what? Oh. Oh. Well, I'm sorry I'm a little late, J.C.
That's perfectly all right, Edwin.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take it out of your pay.
Mr. Giddens, do I look like the kind of a man who can be treated this way?
Yes, you look awful.
Yeah.
Did you sleep in that suit?
No, certainly not. But I think Daisy and the pups did, though. Oh, look. I found this soup bone in my pocket. Isn't that cute? Look at that.
Bump said you're disgusting.
Huh?
Now, look at me. You don't see me with a wrinkled suit or buttons off my shirt. Mm. I look smart, handsome, well-groomed. Step aside. I can't see the mirror.
Yeah?
Gad, Dithers, you're a temptation to any woman.
You know, J.C., well, you know, when Blondie isn't around, I don't seem to care how I look. Oh, gosh, have you ever been in love, Mr. Dithers?
Continually. Why, of course I've been in love.
Yeah, I mean with somebody besides yourself.
Well. Oh, no, not that cackle. It sounds just like the mating call of a Plymouth Rock. What are you doing, laying a cornerstone?
Yeah, I wish I could lay a few eggs, Mr. Giddens. Eggs are the only thing I can cook very well. And I think chickens are pretty lucky to be able to... chickens. If we only had about a dozen chickens, I could solve the food problem.
Oh, murder.
Huh? Why couldn't I raise chickens?
Because the chickens are smarter than you.
Now, don't try to discourage me, J.C. I'm going to grow my own food. I'm going to raise chickens if I have to sit on the eggs myself.
Yeah, Harriet.
Oh, hello, Harriet.
Hello, Fuzzhead.
Look, I've just finished cleaning up the kitchen for Dagwood. Aren't I one of the nicest persons you know? How are you boys doing out there?
Yeah, okay, but building a chicken coop is hard work, if anybody should ask you.
Well, I doubt if anybody will, but if anybody does, I'll tell them just what you said.
Yeah. Hey, listen, stupid baby.
Oh, Herbert, now you stop sweet-talking me.
Dagwood wants to know how Alexander and Cookie are making out with the housework.
Oh, Herbert, those poor kids work so hard, and when they're finished, the house looks worse than it did before they started. Sometimes I think...
Now, Harriet, I want you to stop trying to think.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. But it's so hard not to think at all. Well, hardly a day goes by that I don't think of something.
I know. Yeah, but you should be more like me, a creature of action. I don't think, I do.
What'd you say, Herbert?
I said I don't think, I do.
I don't think you do either. Not you.
Well, Bumstead, you've got yourself a chicken coop, almost.
Yeah.
I saved the last nail for you to drop.
Oh, thanks, Herb.
The chicken house looks swell, Daddy.
Oh, it's keen, Pa.
Are we going to drive over and buy the chickens now, Pop?
Oh, that's right, kids.
Oh, gee, this will be neat.
It won't take very long, and there's not much to see, but... Hey, that looks like Mrs. Bub Warpington's big, long limousine coming this way. Hey, now, stay in the car, children. I'll be right back. Hey, Mrs. Bub Warpington, yoo-hoo! Hi, Mrs. Bub Warpington.
Oh, Mr. Bumstead, hello there, dear boy.
Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm simply splendid, no. But this morning I was out on the bat. I'm still not sure my head's on straight.
Mrs. Bub Warpington, you were out on a bat?
Yes. I tripped over my nephew's baseball bat and was out cold for 10 minutes. But enough of that. How are you, dear boy?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Oh, you look very good to me. So strong, so handsome, so Gary Cooperish.
Yeah, I do. At the moment, I feel more chicken coopery.
Oh, dear, you made it funny. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Are you through now? I understand Mrs. Bumstead has left you temporarily.
Yeah, she's away for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you know the old saying. All the cat's away, the mice will play. Tell me, dear boy, are you a man or a mouse?
Right now, I'm sort of a housewife. Incidentally, Mrs. Buff Orpington, there's a question about chickens that maybe you can answer.
Well, perhaps I can. My friends consider me very clever.
Well, here goes. Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
My late husband, Mr. Buff Orpington, the man who invented the chicken, you know, he always used to say, obviously, the egg came first. The chicken is just an egg's way of making more eggs. My good, Arthur.
And so the baby bear said to the big bear, The middle-sized big bear said to the little-sized little bear.
Well, Pop put himself to sleep again, Cookie.
I know. He's never finished that story yet.
Pop sure's knocked himself out today. I wonder if we could carry him in and put him to bed without waking him up.
Sure. You carry him and I'll turn down the covers.
No, he's too heavy. Well, I won't be able to carry him for another year.
Where am I? Oh, yes. Who's been sleeping in my bed? And then the little bear said,
"Why, somebody must be sleeping in my bed." And
uh-huh. Oh, aren't you kids asleep yet?
No, but don't mind us, Pop. You go right back to sleep.
Nah. I wasn't sleeping. I was just resting my eyes a little bit.
Daddy, do you always snore when you rest your eyes?
No.
You know something?
What?
It's kind of lonesome around here at night without Mom. Mm.
I'll say, when we can't go to sleep, Mommy always sings to us.
Yeah, I know she does. But don't forget what happened the last time I sang to you, Cookie. Mr. Gibson thought Daisy's tail was caught in the screen door again. Well, I'll have to go downstairs and answer the back door, kids. That's probably Mr. Horton, the chicken man. But I'll come back and tuck you in later. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Pop.
Yeah, all right, I'm coming. Just be patient and stop that ringing. Yeah, that's better. Oh, hello, Mr. Horton. Come in.
Howdy, Mr. Bumstead.
Hi.
I filled your order just as the clerk gave it to me. Mm-hmm. But you ought to know about it.
Oh, boy, is Blondie going to be surprised when she first looks in that hen house.
Yep, I'd be surprised myself. You see,
just
you shouldn't
think, this time tomorrow night I'll have a dozen eggs laid by my very own chickens.
Mr. Bumstead, you ain't expecting every one of them 12 hens to lay you an egg apiece every day.
Well, that's what I bought them for.
Then I think you better take this little package.
What is it?
Little rooster booster. I call it Horton's Extra Exhilarating Egg Eggerunner for Exhausted Hens.
I need these?
No, you won't need them, but one of them hens is going to have to put her shoulder to the wheel.
Yes, rather. Yeah. Holy smokes. What's the matter, Herb? Oh, listen, you keep your nightshirt on.
You idiot! It's
take us bathroom.
That's him now.
Bumstead! Turn those roosters on! They're waking up the whole neighborhood! Oh. Come on now, get moving before I call the police!
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Dagwood, how many roosters have you got out there in the hen house?
12!
12 roosters?
There'll be a husband for each one of the hens! Well, so long, my little fine-feathered friends. Farewell. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Don't feel bad, Daddy.
Gee, the neighbors say the roosters must go, and Mr. Horton won't take the roosters back without the hens and the feed and the rest of the stuff I bought from him yesterday, so that's the end of our chicken raising.
Gee, Mom will never get a seal.
Well, maybe it's just as well. Anyway, we can tell her about it when she phones us long distance tonight.
Can I talk to her? Can I talk to her, too?
Sure, both of you can. Might as well load the poultry into these crates here.
Dagwood, hold everything.
What happened? Did the neighbors change their mind?
Dagwood, did you notice a very well-dressed woman about middle age when you were at Horton's chicken store yesterday?
Oh, yeah, she walked in with the cape on. Yeah, I was standing right next to her at the feed bin.
Dagwood, that was Mrs. Wellington Chumley. Mm-hmm. Her father sprang from a long line of English peers.
Yeah? Well, one of my uncles jumped from a long line of Brooklyn Dots.
Oh, no.
What's all the excitement about, Uncle Herb?
Well, it's about this woman.
Yeah, she was practically dripping with diamonds.
Yeah, and apparently she dripped one of them right into a bin of chicken feed.
Hey, imagine that.
It's worth a fortune.
And that's not chicken feed. Hey, that's good.
I see it runs in the family.
Now, wait a minute, Woodley. Now, well, wait just a minute. Do you mean that she dropped a diamond into the feed and I bought the feed?
It took you a long time, but that's the idea.
Oh, boy. Ha-ha. So that's why Mr. Horton insisted on getting back everything I bought from him.
Jeepers, a diamond in the chicken feed.
Yeah, but what does it look like,
Herb? Well, it's a star-shaped diamond earring, and there's a reward for it.
Well, come on, Woodley, let's get busy. I'm going to find that diamond even if I have to eat this chicken feed myself. Come on. No use, Herb. I've had my nose in chicken feed till I'm ready to cackle. The earring just isn't there.
Well, if it ever was here, it's inside a chicken by now.
Yeah, I guess so. Well,
there's nothing to do but kill the chickens, I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing to do but kill the chickens. Yeah, well, that's all there is to do, I guess. Say, Herbie, will you...
I think I'll go home now. I just remembered Harriet wanted me to fluff up our pillows. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Look, Alexander, would you mind helping
I'll
your
I'll be back in a little while, Pop. Yeah. I just remembered Sylvia Gibson wanted to see me about something important.
Me too, Daddy. Goodbye.
Yeah. Hey, don't everybody go. Hey, come back here, you cowards! A fine two-fisted he-man I turned out to be. I'm a little too chicken-hearted to kill a chicken, even. Yeah. And no cracks out of you, either. Ah, your father's tail feathers.
I see you haven't killed a single chicken yet.
Yeah, well, I just can't kill a chicken, Herbie.
Oh, me too. I wish my brother lived in this neighborhood. He's a doctor, you know.
Yeah.
He might be willing to do a little fowl surgery.
Yeah. Oh, Herb. You know, he doesn't live too far. Hey, let's take the chickens over there and visit him, huh?
No, David charged too much.
Yeah, well, there's another dud. I've been pulling ideas out of the air for hours, and I keep drawing perfect blanks.
Oh, Herbert.
Yeah, here's the one I drew.
Say, Herbert, I've been thinking. Your brother Dave has this funny machine called a fluoroscope. And one day the nurse is standing...
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, that's it!
Yeah, the fluoroscope!
Harriet, I love you. Lean over here, honey.
Oh, my, Herbert, you kissed me right on the forehead. Oh, my... I feel just like we'd been on a second honeymoon.
Oh, Harriet, kitties.
It's us for dinners. Well, how are the little bumlets tonight?
We're fine, Uncle Julius.
Yeah, even if we are kind of lonesome.
Say, Harriet, what's that you were telling me over the phone about Dagwood and Herb going over to Dr. Dave?
To hold the chickens up to a florist garden.
Well, yeah, that's right. They're trying to search the chickens for the diamond earring. It was my idea they got after they talked to me.
Why, Harriet, you mean you suggested...
Oh, my goodness, no. I'm not smart enough.
You're the only woman I ever knew who's smart enough to admit she isn't smart.
Oh, well, it was for Herbert's sake, you see. He's very cynical, and he needs something solid and dependable to believe in. Like my stupidity.
And Cora, Mommy's going to telephone us tonight.
Long distance.
Yes, I know. That's why we dropped over.
Yeah, we wanted to say hello to her, too. Yeah.
Hello, family and friends.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Well, you two sound cheerful enough.
Yeah, hey, we found a diamond.
Oh. Hey, Harriet, that was a brilliant idea I had about the fluoroscope.
Who had?
Well, Dagwood and I had.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah, well, we divided the reward, and now the food budget is in wonderful shape again. And Mr. Horton took the chickens back, and...
Never mind all that, Dagwood.
Well, did you really see the diamond through the fluoroscope?
Oh, we sure did. Dagwood held the first chicken up.
Yeah, and there was a diamond earring.
Marvelous!
Daddy, did a boy chicken or a girl chicken eat the earring?
A boy chicken, I guess, honey, yeah.
Gee, which one?
The silly-looking one with the bow tie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Bumstead, you swallowed that diamond?
It what?
You must have been awful hungry.
Yeah.
A diamond is such rich food.
Yeah. Well, I didn't eat it. You see, Herb saw the diamond the minute I held a chicken up through the fluoroscope. It was in the cuff of my shirt sleeve all the time. Look, everybody, when the phone rings, I want you all to be very quiet. After all, I haven't spoken to Blondie the whole time she's been away. Oh, there it is. There it is. Shh, now, shh, quiet. Here goes. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Bumstead. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's putting change in the payphone. Hello, Blondie, dear.
I want to talk to Mommy.
Yeah, just a second, Blondie. Here's Cookie.
Hello, Mommy. I miss you very much.
Yeah.
And Aunt Cora bought me a beautiful new doll.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah.
Hey, Blondie, I bought Cookie the doll because it looked just like you. Yeah, she's... Oh, wait a minute, Blondie. Alexander's going crazy.
Yeah. Thanks, Aunt Cora. Hello, Mom?
Yeah, but wait a minute. When do I get to talk to her, huh?
Sure, I'm being a good boy, Mom. And Cookie and I are taking good care of Dad for you, just like you said.
Yeah, I'm there. Hello, Blondie. Yeah. Yeah, this is her.
Yeah, wait a minute. She called me up, fella.
Yeah, we're all just well, honey. Yeah,
give me that telephone, Woodley.
Oh, no, you don't. Selfish.
Oh, Mr. Diddy.
Hi, Max. Blondie, it's Diddy speaking. Yeah. Oh, Dad was wasting away to a shadow. He's lost nearly an ounce.
Well, if the rest of you can, I can. Blondie, this is Harry, dear. Oh, I'm just fine. And Herbie's fine.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, wait a second, honey.
Yeah.
Here's the one who misses you most of all.
Yeah, well, it's about time.
Not you, Dagwood. Daisy.
Yeah. Daisy. Daisy. Get Daisy away from the phone. Get out of here, Daisy. Now it's my turn. Hello. Hello, Doc. Hello, hello. Who is this? The operator. What do you mean in 3 minutes you're up?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.